Blog Talk Radio.
Not all water is created equal. There are over 326 million trillion gallons of water on Earth. But only 1/1,000,000,000 of 1% is filtered naturally beneath the Earth with a distinct balance of minerals and emerges crisp and refreshing enough to be called Deer Park. Deer Park 100% natural spring water. Born better.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Yeah, okay. It's the remix, man. What up? Yeah, okay. Yeah, we steady saving souls, no other route for us to go. Yeah, the kingdom what I'm seeking, like where it's at, come drop the low. I ain't talking blood, but when we hit up demons, we dropping foe. We got holy water, we trapping off they block and come cop some more. Okay, religious people talking, I know they blind, so they can't see the vision. Like I hit a mass, unite my people, I can't see the vision. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, got them with me in that order. See Jesus walking on water, neck on blood, just like New Orleans. We from Detroit, straight to Florida, big dog and can't go no shorter. I can't sign, I need a quarter. Okay. Alright, come on. Get caught lacking with them demons, boy, and get their head gone. So much ice around my neck, it's starting to feel like a head cold. Demon killer gang captain, put that on my headstone. Judge my music and my walk of Christ, you know you dead wrong. They got sticks and drums, we got different ones, we them ones. Bible blicky and the gospel Glock, no, yeah. This that real music, this that demon killer Christian drill music. This that real music, this that holy water, can't pop a still music. This that real music, this that grab your Bible, not that pill music. This that real music, this that save a soul, not a deal music.
This that real music, cause I don't lie in my verses. I know God told us don't murder, but I killed demons on purpose, and I killed me, the old person. It just took a minute to learn. When I see Jesus, I'm in the word. When I see the devil, I'm in the purge. I'm on a demon killing spree. I'll put a demon straight to sleep. Ain't no more demons still in me. I'm fully clean, no in between. It's God's song, but we in sync. I'm not alone, cause he and me, when I was alone, he intervened. I'm too strong, Listerine, I'm too on. That's the light in me, so demons never fight with me. That's why Lucifer tired of me. I don't let up, he gotta be, cause I am the new prodigy, the chosen one. I already beat the devil, his record still 0-1. About to make him 0-2. All of this been overdue. I don't need the blicky or the Glock, the Holy Ghost to do. They say all I talk about is Jesus, that's what I'm supposed to do. God already lifted me high, so I be sober too. I don't need no pill to have the zeal that's just built in me. I never had to wait for transformation, it was instantly. Black Air Force One energy when I see the enemy. No weapon formed against me go prosper, so ain't no fear in me. I'm Timothy.
Okay, yeah. It's that real music, yeah, okay, it's that real music, yeah, okay, it's that real music, it's that save a soul without a deal music.
This is a product of WBNN, this is Trenton Make Show, I'm your host, Ricardo Richard, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dialing 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Welcome, everybody. I'm really excited. I always get excited, like, when I actually, like, start my show and when I get the opportunity to talk to you guys. I'm really excited about tonight and the show, and just to be able to talk about part two with my brother, my best friend, Daquan. He'll be in a little bit later. But before we get to him, I want to let everybody know that I have this amazing series or whatever. Let me rewind. I like to dedicate all my shows, I'm sorry, you guys, to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, I wouldn't be nothing without him. And he saved me, You know, not only from a life of sin, he saved me from myself. See, I recognize that you guys, that I'm no better than you. Anybody that's out there listening, I have flaws just like you do. I overthink, actually, sometimes. And sometimes I could be very hard on myself. I realize the difference between me and most people is I realize that I can't do it without God. See, I've tried to do it on my own, and I realize that I can't do it without him. You get what I mean? Then, although maybe to the world I've been a good person according to the human standard, but to God's standard, you know, I was flawed and broken, and I wouldn't be where I am today without him. I thank God for earthly angels like my father, Richard Green, who's been there for me and who's looked out for me. I know all too well that I've been blessed, and it's really important, I realized, to have a father, and I just wanted to shout out my dad. I don't really talk about my dad a lot, but I think that fathers, we need you. Anybody that's out there that's a father, I want to let you know that you are needed. I think it's so important, you know, because there's not a lot of fathers out there that's stepping up and being there for their kids. I've realized that even when you're grown and you're adult, fathers, we still need you. You know, even though I live on my own and I take care of myself, I don't need my dad for anything, but I still need his love. I still need, you know, a call every now and then. You get what I mean? So anybody that's out there who feel like, oh, because my kids is 18 and they don't need me anymore, is not true. We still need you, you know, until the casket drop. I think a lot of people out there, I just want to encourage you, like I said, to talk to your kids, because you never know what they're going through, even if they don't tell you. Reach out to your kids, you know, every now and then, hey, I'm just calling just to let you know I love you. Hey, maybe once a month we can have dinner. We could talk to each other, you know. We need that. We need y'all, and y'all are important, and y'all matter. Shout out to the moms out there, you know what I'm saying, that's holding it down. It has to be mother and father. You know, that's very unfortunate, especially when moms go, you know, moms and dad go half on the baby, and when mother's stuck, you know, bearing the brunt of raising the child by their own. And sometimes that can be hard for kids who are being rebellious and growing up and they're angry inside, and they don't have the necessary tools to say they're angry. So a lot of times the parent that stays, they get majority of it. You get what I mean? The pain. And so I just wanted to shout out the moms. I want to let you know to keep going and don't give up. Even though it's hard, continue to pray for that child that's out there rebelling and you don't understand and you don't know what to do. Just give your child back to God and never give up. So I wanted to say this or whatever before, like I said, Daquan will be on a little bit later. I had seen this, and this is really good for me too, because I've never actually started my radio show. It's just me talking. Normally I always have my guests on or whatever, like right away. But I was watching this clip or whatever a while ago. So I had told you guys a couple of months back or whatever, I was debating whether I still wanted to continue this position on being a teacher. I'm still a teacher, praise God. But it had got so hard for me that I was just like, God, I can't do it. I can't do it. So I just remember just telling the people, like, man, I ain't doing this. But what I realized that in life, a lot of times we want life to be easy, right? We want things to just be straight. And one of my friends, because I'm also a part of this other show called The Culture, and one of my friends was telling me that if we want our life to be straight, like a flat line, then we have no more life. Because if you look at, like, when people are in the hospital, right, I don't know what the thing is called, like, but it's like a do-do-do-do, like, it's like, I don't know if it's like the lifeline. And when the lifeline goes up and down and up and down, up and down, basically it's still life. You still have life. And when you flatline, that's when it's over. That's when it's no more purpose. That's when, you know, lights is out. So if you ever feel overwhelmed and you feel like your life is going do-do-do-do-do, just know that you still have a purpose and you still got to keep going. Because I sometimes be like, I just want everything just to go straight. You know, I just want my life to be simple. But understand that God didn't create you to have a simple life. God created you to depend on him at all costs. So anyway, so I was sitting in... I was sitting in the bank or whatever, right? So this woman, shout out to her, Andrea, I believe. I'm probably saying her name wrong, but I love you. I met her through Jerry. And she had sent me, tagged me in this post on Facebook, but I didn't get a chance to see it the night before. But I was pulling up in the bank, and I was like, oh, let me see this post that she tagged me in. So I'm going to tell you guys what it was, and it really, really touched me. It really blessed me, and I hope that it blessed you guys too. So I go on Facebook, and I really felt like God was talking to me through this or whatever. So I go in there, I click on the thing that she tagged me in, because I believe that God can use people also. You know, a lot of times we're waiting for God to just crack the sky open, you get what I mean, and speak and hallowed be thy name, where God would use people. God used so many different things to speak to you through his word. If you take the time out and read his word, he'll talk to you through people. He'll talk to you through all kinds of situations, but we just got to open up ourselves and, you know, just be open to him speaking and be patient with him. So I clicked on a video, and in this video, right, so there was a football team, and they were just basically, they was complaining or whatever, like, we're not going to win, you get what I mean, there's no way we're going to be able to beat the other team. So the coach or whatever, you know, he called out one of the players, and he was like, hey, I forgot the guy's name, but he was like, hey, let's say Eric, hey, Eric, come here or whatever. So the guy, Eric or whatever, just like, he not wanting to go, like, everybody here complaining, like, why are you calling me out? You get what I'm saying? But in that moment, he didn't realize that the coach seeing something special on him. See, sometimes in life, we want to be mediocre. You know, sometimes we want to just, we want to sit back and kind of just, you know, be in the back, you know, background or whatever, and live a simple life. But sometimes for some people, God called you out of the majority. God called you to be that generational curse breaker. God called you to be a leader. And sometimes you're like, well, why me? Why me? Why me? But because sometimes we got to look at it as not why me, but why not me? So anyway, so he called that friend or whatever, and the young man or whatever, he called them up. So he's just basically talking to him like, man, why are you complaining, da-da-da-da-da? He's like, coach, we're not going to win, and we ain't got, you know, the equipment, and we ain't got the team. So he said, all right, this is what I need you to do. I'm going to need you to blindfold yourself, right? And he was like, I'm going to blindfold you or whatever, and then I'm going to have one of the team members sit on your back while you do something called a death crawl. So basically we had to do was get on his get on his elbows, and he had to basically crawl from the one post of the stadium, one goal, to the other goal. You get what I mean? So basically the other side of the field all the way to the other side to the touchdown. So, but mind you, he had to do a blindfold so he couldn't see. So he had to also carry the weight, which was the other young man, his you know, his player. So as he started getting down or whatever, which is crazy, as he started getting down, now he's blindfolded, now he can't see. So he's down or whatever, and he start moving. Now he's moving, right? Mind you, he can't see. He's moving, and then the coach is, like, at the bottom, like, with him as he's crawling. The coach is crawling with him, but he's in his ear, and so he's crawling. Like we do sometimes in life, you know, sometimes we feel like we're crawling. Sometimes we feel like we're not making it. Sometimes we feel like we want to give up and nobody understands it. Nobody in my family understands it. Nobody knows what I'm going through, right? So he's in his ear or whatever. He's like, let's come on, keep going. And the guy, he's crawling. Mind you, he can't see where he's going, but thank God that he has somebody that sees him for who he is and not who he feels like he is. Somebody that could see the best out of him, even when he can't see the best in himself. Right? So he's crawling or whatever. Now he's going, he like, coach or whatever. Like, I don't think I could do it. He like, listen, don't give up. Don't give up or whatever. Don't give up. And he like, coach, no, it's the weight. It's like, it's weighing me down. Like, life is weighing me down. He's like, just keep going. He like, coach, I can't do it. It's starting to burn. He like, don't give up. Keep going. And he like, coach, I can't do it. And he like, no, don't give up. Keep going. You can do this. You can do it. And I know life is going to get hard, but you got to keep going. And you got to keep doing it. He's like, coach, I can't do it no more. I can't take it. I can't do it. I can't do it. And he's like, yes, you can do it, keep going. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but keep going, that life is going to be hard and it's going to be overbearing, but don't give up on yourself, but keep going. And he keep going, and guess what, he's like, coach, I can't do it no more. It's like, I can't do it. He's like, no, don't you give up on your life, no matter how hard it is, you can do this. So he keep crawling. Now he's crawling, and he about to feel like he about to give up. And he said, no, you can do this, young man. You can do it. You can do it. Like, he's screaming. And as he's talking, it's giving me chills. Like, I'm feeling like, oh, my goodness. Like, God, I hear you. You feel me? It's like, don't give up. And I know it's hard. And I know you feel like you don't want to do it. But don't give up. So as before he started screaming, y'all, and I'm sorry if I'm just like yelling or whatever, because normally I don't yell, but I just, this is how in the video it was. And this is how sometimes life can be so overbearing. You want to give up and you feel like nobody understands, but also understand that Emmanuel, God is with you. So as he's ready to give up and collapse, before you know it, he collapses on the touchdown field. And then the coach, you know, lifted his blindfold off of him. And he tells him, listen, God has called you to be a leader. Don't give up on that. You get what I'm saying? He said, listen, when you give up, so many people around you, they give up. Because you may be the light, you get what I mean? For so many people that's in darkness or whatever, you know? So what wound up being so crazy was actually taking a blindfold off, and everybody now, they clapping. And he realized, he was telling the guy whatever, the guy was just like, you know, and I was carrying, let's say, like 120, and didn't realize the guy was 160. So I see all that they say that the guy was actually carrying more than he thought he could, you know? And The scene blessed me so much, you guys, because I felt like God was speaking to me in two ways. One, I felt like he was speaking to me and letting me know that, Richard, I know this is hard, and I know that you feel like I'm not in this because it's hard. Because at the time when they had promoted me to get this job, I had just lost my stepmom, and I'm like, God, I'm just floating. Like, I can't do it, but God knows best. Even when we can't trace God, we have to trust God. And one thing about trusting God is not easy, because sometimes it's easy to go do it the easy way. Because I had got to the point, I have a whole bachelor's degree, y'all. I had got to the point where I got so frustrated where I was like, yo, I'll go get me a job towards Amazon so I can find me a job. You feel me? Like, but I try every which way to get out of the situation. But God, what I realized, he was in it, and he didn't want to allow me to give up because it wasn't familiar. And I'm the type of person, sometimes I could be stuck in my ways as far as not wanting to take chances sometimes. And this was the opportunity for me that I had to trust God solely, because I wasn't fully equipped. So I won't jump in situations if I don't feel like I'm fully equipped. You know, I don't like to feel incompetent or I don't know. But this was the opportunity for God to show up and be God. You get what I'm saying? And for me not to depend on, you know, my degree, or me not to depend on how smart I think I am, but for me to solely depend on God. And what I understood was that it was a reason, as I was doubting myself sometimes, because I do, and I'm being transparent, God was reminding me also that, guess what, Richard, I want you to be these kids' teacher. Because I'm like, you could get somebody else, God, like you could, but it was like, but it, he wanted me to teach these kids. You get what I'm saying? And one thing, even now, like teaching these kids, I'm like, if, because what I realized is every kid learns differently. So some kids don't, you know, retain all the information right away, and it's okay. And anybody out there who has a kid that's struggling, you know what I'm saying, with their education, just know that every kid processes things differently, you know. Like, understand, like, I was in elementary school, and when I was a kid, I was on hooked on phonics, you get what I'm saying, because I couldn't retain a lot of the reading and writing. And here today, I'm a writer, you feel me, where I'm finishing my first book now, and I've wrote two series, and I wrote my first movie. So just, I want to let anybody know, like I said, don't give up. God calls the unqualified, and he makes them qualify. I would have never thought, as somebody who struggled with reading and writing as a kid, that years later that I would be writing movies and books and films and all kind of things. So all glory goes to God. So I wanted to say that or whatever, because it also touched me. The second thing it touched me was, I felt like God was letting me know that through cinema, it had touched me so strongly, and it made me realize that, God, I'm supposed to keep going, not giving up when it get hard, and that it's through cinema, you know, that is my gift. You get what I mean? So it just made me realize if this touched me in a way, you know, so strongly, I know that I'm going to be able to do my work, to be able to touch so many people that I'll never get a chance to meet. Like I said, I felt that so strongly today, tonight, or whatever, because there's so many people out here that's giving up. And I'm the type of person, like, naturally, like, I'm a fixer. Like, I want to help. When I see people hurting, I see people down, I'm just like, what can I do to lift your spirit? And I just want to remind people also, like, if you are going through things, it's okay to reach out. You get what I'm saying? If your kids is wild or not, you don't have no help, it's okay to reach out with people that you feel safe with. You know, sometimes we don't feel safe with people. Sometimes we feel like people are going to go talk about us and tell our business, but it's not one person on this earth that can do it all. Only person that is Jesus. But outside of Christ, we all need support in some way. Some people don't need help, you know, financially. Some people need emotional support, mental support. But get the help. Don't be prideful. Another thing, we have to humble ourselves. You get what I'm saying? We have to humble ourselves and seek the help that we so desperately you need. You get what I'm saying? Because I love the days back in the day where, you know, the kid was wilding out. And then the neighborhood, you know, aunt or whatever, or the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, just person on the block or whatever would be able to correct that child and talk to that child. Now, you know, a day nobody could talk to their kid, you know. And it's just a different time, you know. I also want to say to anybody out there, be kind to yourself. You know what I mean? Like, be kind to yourself. That's something that I'm also working on within myself about, just being more kind to myself, because you have to love yourself. I think I told you guys, anybody listening, it took me, I'm 35 now. It took me till I was 33 years old for me to start loving myself. And I got tired of hating myself for certain things that I felt like just maybe it was things that I couldn't control in my own will that I had to go to God about, or just certain things that I was bitter about, certain relationships that didn't work out, or just me not having the relationships that I desired maybe with my parents. And also realizing that anybody that's struggling, you know, when I was talking about earlier about parents, understand that your parents also, because I realized that's a big thing, right? With just growing up, you want that love and you want that support from your parents, your mom, your dad, or anybody. And what I realize is, like, and I probably said this the last time, and I'm probably going to keep saying it because I feel like if it's on my heart or whatever, like, I'm just going to go with it. And I feel like, and if God is leading me, let me just say that, because sometimes we could follow our heart, and our heart could lead us to destruction. So if God is leading me, then I want to say this. A lot of times that our parents, they do the best at what they know how to do. And sometimes when you grow up and you realize that maybe in your heart, it's not the best that you wanted. But God is so good and so great, right? I was reading earlier, yesterday on Moses, right? So Moses or whatever, he basically was adopted and he killed an Egyptian. And basically, there's a lot that I'm not telling y'all, but he wound up fleeing for like 40 years. And then the one day, you know, the whole burning bush situation happened where God, you know, was there and was talking to him. But what I realized later on, after Pharaoh was destroyed, he wound up meeting with his father-in-law. And what I realized was in them 40 years, we may think nothing was happening because he was just attending to the sheep and stuff like that. But what I realized that, and even though the Bible is not clear on every single thing he did in those 40 years, but just knowing that his father-in-law was a leader. So even though there might have been things that he might not necessarily got from his earthly father, he was able to get from his father-in-law leadership. And I thought to myself that a lot of times, again, we might want love from where we wanted to come from. We might want love from our mom and our want love from our dad, but God is so good that he's going to make sure that we get what we need to get, but we have to pay attention to it. You get what I mean? So I love that when I was reading and I was like, wow, Moses was able to be an effective leader because of his relationship with his father-in-law. You get what I mean? It was certain things that he learned from his father-in-law that he might not have learned from his father. But if he stayed stuck, you get what I'm saying, and where he was and just decided, you know what, or whatever, like, dang, my dad wasn't there. Dang, God, why you allow me to get adopted? Or dang, God, why you allow all of these situations to happen? Then Moses wouldn't have been the leader that he is. And thank God that Moses answered the call. And many of us that's listening, you got a purpose. You got something that it is that God wants you to do in his life. And I don't want you to get so fixated on this person and that person not being there. And another thing that I said on my live the other day is, if somebody want to walk out of your life, like, let them go. Don't you dare spent another day, another minute, another hour begging somebody. But if you've done everything that you know how to do, I'm not talking about you having, you know, an attitude, then you want to cut everybody out. No, I'm saying if you know you've done everything, every fiber of your being, you've done everything that you know how to do, and a person still want to walk out of your life, you let them go. Because some relationships are temporary. You get what I mean? And there's some relationships that are not and that you have to work on. But ask God to lead you in those situations. And also, I would say, even with those relationships or whatever that are expired or whatever, sometimes in life, God wants to bring other people in our lives. So sometimes we keep people in our lives too long. And I forgot the lady name. I think Tiana Speaks. She said something I thought was so beautiful the other day, because me and my best friend was talking, and she was just talking about being mindful of the company you keep. And I thought that was so true. Like, it is so real. Like, we all have to be mindful of the company we keep. It's so important. But just know, you know, that God got you. Just know that rest in him. Just know that everybody has to make a conscious decision in their life. Like, either you want to choose God, you feel me? And people don't know, when we don't choose God, we inherently, you feel me, we choose the enemy. You get what I'm saying? Like, one thing about God is like, listen, it's no black and white. It's no lukewarm. It's no in between. Either you with God 100, you feel me, or you not. You get what I mean? Like, it's no in between with God. I love how I'm seeing now, even through the social media platforms, where I see so many people or whatever, like, shout out to Alexis Guy, Black China, these people I see, they are turning their life around, and it's beautiful, because we need to see that. You get what I mean? Like, we honestly need to see that, and God is using, and he's rising up so many people, women that's been in the strip club or whatever, that are turning their life around. Because what I realize is, even with me, like, I'm a young man, I come from the inner city, but everybody serves a purpose, because the people that Alexis Sky, Black China could reach, I might not reach, and the people that I reach, they might not reach, because everybody relates to different people. You get what I mean? That's why God can use anybody. In the scripture, it says God used a donkey, so he could definitely use any and everybody. So I just want to go over a couple of things that we talked about today. Listen, if somebody want to walk out your life, make sure you let them go, but make sure that you know that you know that you know that you've done everything that you felt like you've done in your power. You know, don't beg nobody to stay. Also, remember to acknowledge and to know that, all right, for the parents, make sure that you reach out. Make sure you reach out or whatever, and, you know, to your kids, because at the end of the day, we need you. And then also for the kids or whatever, like, not kids, but the young adults, also know that at the end of the day, maybe your parents did the best thing you can. I also want to say this too, like, I remember talking to my aunt or whatever, and she telling me, one time she was talking to somebody, and they were just basically telling her, like, yeah, you know, my mom was never there. And she said that she felt like God had gave her revelation instantly, because she had told the person, you know what, sometimes a parent is a good parent when they realize that they can't do it, and they leave you with somebody that can take care of you. And that blessed me so much too, because a lot of times we judge on the outside looking in, and why we judge, inadvertently, we don't realize that we judge other people, because subconsciously it's to make ourselves feel better, even though some people might be like, no, but at the end of the day, like, we can't judge people, because you don't know you don't know their lifestyle, you don't know their circumstances, you get what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I thought that was such a beautiful illustration, because sometimes a good parent is realizing that, you know what, I couldn't do it. I can't do it. And I had never looked at it like that until my aunt told me that she had got revelation. And maybe even in that moment, she got healing. Because a good parent is somebody who realizes, like, listen, I can't do it. Like, I'm not strong enough, and guess what? I'm going to leave you with grandma, or I'm going to give you up for adoption, because a lot of times we look at life like, and this is another thing that blessed me too. Sorry, y'all, if I'm like all over the place, but me and my sister were talking earlier, and she's like, how we talk about one thing, and now we somewhere else, because normally, like, when I talk about so many topics, but they said to, in a topic or whatever, sorry about that, you
guys. Okay, I hope we haven't lost Ricardo. And we have. Try to get the line back to this. But of course, we'll go right to our track.
Let's save you from yourself. The road get rocky again, I'm back in this thing and I brought me a friend. My sin and thought it could win, I throw up a prayer, it's gone with the wind. Okay, in the studio, locked in the gym. Verses, they turn into hymns. I got my back, I get bored at the rim. I got my back, so I'm chilling just like a massage. I've been beefing with General Zod, but I know that my general God. Ain't no hook on this, chilling just nod. Ain't no book on this, I had to grind. But the book from the Lord in my mind. Know the world will get caught outside, so I cook in my court inside. It's a beat we gon' eat, I'll slide. In the booth we got 410 knives. I'm in Eden, my Lord in the skies. And he knew way before my design. Way before I was photo of pride. Take a picture, you'll see the disguise. Ain't no fiction, it's truth. I had to go get it. I saw me a giant, I had to go slay it. Like David Goliath, I had to repay him. He sent me new lines, I had to relay him. Forgot on my, I gotta resay him. The father of time, the mastery maker. The ultimate son, the alpha omega. The master of mine, the galaxy shaker. The one up above, biggest creator. Bright light, flashing. Fresh out the tomb like I'm Lazarus. Hop on the beat, no spazzing. Got him in shot like anaphylactic, ayy. They wanna party, I'm crashing. When I pull up, my little shawty like, that's him, ayy. Link with his source, I'm tapped in. Whole new world, Aladdin. Rappers is Disney, clean them up swiftly. Flowers on cocaine, flowers on Whitney. I don't play no games, better come greet me. Used to bump triply, not a boy bigly. Brothers on what? Brothers on top flow. Shout out to TJ, shout out to Wild, the way I move away. Must be a topo. I've been in the gym and I'm trying to get flacco. Might hit the O, pull up on CG, aiming to eat it. I've been a Petri. I say my piece and I dish it like Petrie. Yeah, I'm from Florida, where you need AC. When I say hover, I don't mean Daisy. Hover like Rafa, hover like Nisi. Hover like Big Guy, ever since BC. When a kid pray for it, devil gets CC'd on.
God is working. God is working.
Dang, Kev, you're annoying too, bro. I got a purpose. I got a purpose. How you got faith like that, my boy? Cause God is working. How you got out that trap like that? I found my purpose. I'ma keep preaching the truth. I don't care if you heard it. Cause it's urgent. I don't want you burning. Gotta get right with Christ right now cause he's returning. And you won't regret being his servant cause it's worth it. Yeah, it's worth it. Just live a life of worship. Every day you wake up, you gotta go pick up your cross. If you wanna be a true disciple, count the cost. I can't go back to that life I was living cause I was just lost. The enemy tryna get me to go back but I'm shaking them off. They say that you so religious, please don't even get me started. I was just breaking them hearts, I was living life heartless. I was a slave to sin, and my heart was hardened. He took me out of the dark, he took me out of the darkness. And he gave me a promise, he gon' finish what he started. He said his grace is sufficient, so I'ma be good regardless. Stepping back from my old life, man, I feel like James Harden. Stepping back from my old life, man, I feel like James Harden. I was struggling mentally, cause the devil attacking my mind. I was searching for peace and all the wrong things, that's something that I couldn't find. Then I gave my life to Jesus Christ, now I got a peace of mind. Remember Lot's wife, I cannot look behind. Jesus Christ is gracious, all I needed was his love. You better leave that sin alone, look what happened in the flood. Jesus really cleaned me, I was just stuck in the mud. I couldn't do this on my own, it was nothing but the blood. Jesus Christ is gracious, all I needed was his love. You better leave that sin alone, look what happened in the flood. Jesus really cleaned me, I was just stuck in the mud. I
couldn't do this on my own. It was nothing but the blood. Thank God for the blood of the Lamb. He's the reason I'm alive. I had to get out my sin. That's something that Christ don't like. Thank God for the blood of the Lamb. Thank God for the blood of the Lamb. He took me out of my sin. I don't even understand. I had to get out my sin. That's something that Christ don't like. He took me out of my sin. I don't even understand.
Yeah,
I'ma live for Christ. I lay my life down. I'm gonna wait for my wife. Cause I'm tryna live right now. You can have eternal life. You can have it right now. Just live for Christ and lay your life down. I'ma live for Christ. I lay my life down. I'm gonna wait for my wife. Cause I'm tryna live right now. You can have eternal life. You can have it right now. Just live for Christ and lay your life down. I got a purpose. I got a purpose. How you got faith like that, my boy? Cause God is working. How you got out that trap like that? I found my purpose. I'ma keep preaching the truth. I don't care if you heard it.
All right. And Ricardo Richard, we'll get you on here real quick and make sure that we need to go by remote. All right, can you see my teleprompts, Mr. Ricardo Richard?
Yes, I am here. Sorry, you guys. I don't know what happened. They hung up the phone. Whatever. I'm still here.
All right.
So
can you see my teleprompts?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Stay on time. Stay on tune. I got you. All right. Here we go. Go.
Yes, I see. All right, you guys, welcome back, everybody. So I wanted to say this. The guest or whatever Daquan is on, I wanted to say this. I had saw this post on social media, and basically it was a guy, and he was on the in the chair, and it's going back to the fathers and the parents. So he was in the barbershop, and he was getting his hair cut. And then the guy was just basically talking about how, you know, his father had passed away, and he just felt like, you know, if his dad was here, all of these great things would happen. And he said that I think the man of God in his life had told him, you need to have another funeral for your father. And he felt like so offended, like, what? And then he said that sometimes in life we got to bury certain things, because a lot of times we have this mindset on what it could be, what it should be, what it could have been. And he said that what he realized, that had his father still been alive, that everything would still be the same. But a lot of times in life, we feel like, you know, I would say even for me, sometimes my best friend, you guys know that the series Hurt People, Bitter and Broken is about, I will always think like, if I would have did this, or maybe, you know, I could have answered his phone call, you know, before he passed, maybe he would be alive, or maybe this, or maybe that, or maybe this. And sometimes we got to come to realization that, you know, God knows best, and that sometimes we could, you know, want to feel like if we did this, it could change this and that, but we can't beat ourselves up for the things that we can't control. We all have free will. We all have to make our own decision. And when I watched that, it really blessed me, because there are things that I think in each and that all our lives we need to bury, and that we need to let go of, and we need to forgive wholeheartedly. So watching that clip, it really, really blessed me, you guys, because sometimes we do need to bury something. Sometimes we do need to have a funeral for depression. We need to have a funeral for low self-esteem. We need to have a funeral for anxiety, have a funeral for overthinking, so that way we can begin to get to the other side of who we were destined to be the best version of ourselves. So you guys, bury all of those things, the self-doubt, bury certain elements, you know, that just doesn't make you great, you know. So anyway, I finally got my boy, you feel me, Daquan. So Daquan, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, everybody.
I'm so excited to finally have you on. So, you know, before you came on, I was just talking to them about, you know, this amazing story, you feel what I'm saying, about this thing that I saw on Facebook, just about, you know, keep going and not giving up and all of that. And I'll get a chance to talk to you about that later. But for those that don't know or whatever, we did part one last month. It was called Overcoming Kingsbury. And we actually broke a record or whatever last month. And it was just so impactful. And a lot of people, even from where we come from, you know, got a chance to hear the radio show. And they love what you did, Daquan. And I just really hope that you will continue, you know, to do what it is you do. I know lately you've been busy and you've been working and, you know, just trying to get everything up for your car and, you know, everything like that. I just don't want you to also lose sight of, you know, your purpose and your gift, because what I realized today is that we'll spend so much time and energy working for somebody else's dream that we forget our own. You get what I mean? So at the end of the day, yeah, we got to work and we got to do that, but don't also forget your dream and what you need to do and, you know, what you're here to do. So I just want to give everybody a recap, you know. So when we did the interview about a month ago called Overcoming Kingsbury, my best friend, he was in a basically a fight or flight situation where he almost lost his life in our city called Trenton, New Jersey. Kingsbury is basically called like the Twin Towers because it's like the buildings are really, really tall, like the Twin Towers. So basically it was a situation where, you know, he kind of almost lost his life. I wanted to just gently touch on a couple of it. I know that when we talked about it, me and him, I know that this situation, you guys, it's still something that he's living through. And you can stop me because I don't want to hear you.
You know, it's not that I'm limited to it. It's just that, you know, it's still something that's kind of traumatic. And it's so crazy because, like, I've been so, like, excited. And, again, I want to thank you, bro. I want to thank the network. Thank everybody. Thank y'all for having me on. But, like, I've been anticipating this. Like, you know, I've been excited to get on here. I feel like there's healing and speaking, you know, and talking. I feel a lot better now, you know, that I can talk about it. But it's crazy because this, like, for the last 3 days, I've been anticipating this. And it's like that now that I've been thinking about it, I've been excited about doing a radio show. I've been having, like, I couldn't sleep. I've been, like almost, like, insomnia, like, no sleep. I didn't have the nightmares, but it's been on my mind heavy. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying? So it still affects me, like, tremendously, even years later, you know? So.
Right. So I know the last time that we talked or whatever, you know, and I want to say this too because I was watching something last night and it was on TD. It was TD Jakes Church, but it was a preacher that I actually saw when I was in Houston. So I didn't know who he was until I went to Pastor Keon Henderson, you know, Shawnee O'Neill.
Yes.
So I went to go see
the church before.
You remember?
Yes, we visited their church.
Yeah, we went to Houston, but I actually got a chance to see him. But it was this other guy that was there. He was at, you know, Pastor T. Jake's church. And he was basically talking about our flaws and how the calling is bigger than our flaws, right? So I think a lot of times, even including myself, and I'm being transparent, a lot of times we might feel like, oh, we're not good enough, or we might feel like, you know, I did this or I did that. But what I realize is that God is looking for flawed people, right? Because at the end of the day, if you're perfect, why would you feel like you need God? And when I look at all the people in the Bible, Moses was a murderer, and he was angry, you feel me? And we look at Abraham, who had another child, you get what I'm saying, with Hagar. I'm probably saying it wrong, but he had another wife. I mean, he had another child. Or you look at people like Elijah, who was suicidal. So many people, you get what I mean, that has gone through so many people. And the list goes on, like Jesus, you know, God's homeboy killed. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's real. And it just made me realize that at the end of the day, like, listen, every person in the Bible besides Jesus Christ is flawed. So we can't get so caught up in who we are and not feeling good enough and not do it. Because there's somebody else out there right now who's been through what you've been through, and they want to talk about what they're going through, but they feel like they're not good enough. Or they feel like, guess what, maybe I deserve this because maybe I shouldn't have did this to lead me here. And that's why I'm so grateful to be talking to you, because before I got on here today, I was just talking about how everybody touches people in a different way. And the way people that you reach, I might not be able to reach. You get what I'm saying? Because of the things that you've gone through. And that's why it's so important for you to talk about what you're going through and all of us to just to do what we need to do. So, bro, before we get into, because I want to pick up where we was at, where we was getting tied up, and I want to go through that process. And I know, like I said, a lot of this We save it for the book, y'all. So be on the lookout for his book. But
yes.
Y'all tease it and tell y'all what he went through. And just and I just want to remind you, bro, just how strong you are. Like, if you ever have any doubt, any insecurity, any time where you feel like I can't do it, just look back over your life and how far you've come from and how God been good to you and just know that it gets greater later. Because sometimes we get overburdened by life.
Yeah.
And sometimes life is hard. You feel what I'm saying? And when we close that door and we're alone by ourselves, we got to deal with us. So I just want to let you know and remind you, you know, that you're a blessing to so many people. You know, you're a light, you feel me, to so many people. You get what I mean? And when you walk in the room, people can tell, even though sometimes I'll be like, all right, bro, I'm going to need you to chill. You feel me? But it's just you.
I do
you
get wild,
this one, you know what I'm saying? But guess what? God going to use all of that. You get what I'm saying? Like, God is going to use you. You know, you just got to surrender it all to him and trust him. But before we get into that, I want to, there's a caller in queue. So, caller Q, and caller number one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hi, Ricardo. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. What a wonderful guest you have on tonight. Taquan, I just want to say
hi.
God bless
you.
I'm excited to hear your story. Yet I wanted to touch on a couple of things that you were talking about, because first of all, Ricardo, I love how you speak in your authentic self, and whether you're swirling around in different topics, whatever it is, it's your authentic self. And I think when we learn to do that, we learn to connect better with people. And you have definitely woken up my beautiful spirit, because I know everybody's going through stuff right now, and I'm certainly no exception. I'm going through a lot right now. And sometimes that spirit just gets dulled down. And just to hear you talk has woken that up. So I wanted to share a quick story with you. First of all, you're right about the people in your life. People come into your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And I've come to learn that. One of the gifts that I feel that I have is that I'm able to connect with people no matter what walk of life they are in. And I think that comes with learning, you know, and connecting with people. But while I was early days in radio, I was also a party DJ for many years. And one of the things that I liked to do, and I had to feel comfortable doing this, but one of the things that I liked to do when I felt comfortable and when I was able to talk to a bride and groom at a wedding was I would get them up on a chair in front of their guests, and I would blindfold them. And you mentioned something about being blindfolded. And I would grab two people from their audience and kind of sneak them up behind them, put their arms over their shoulders, and I would have the bride and groom feel their hands. And I would give them a minute to notice if they were wearing rings or not wearing rings or whatever, and feel their hands. And what I had done prior was I confiscated their car keys so that they couldn't leave until they found the person with the hands who had their car keys. And I would arrange all this ahead of time, you know, but it wasn't about finding the car keys. It was about getting them to act in a different way than they think they would be at a wedding. It was getting them to connect with the people in their audience that they may not have seen for 10 years. It was getting them to go around and feel everybody's hands so that they could try to connect in a different way. And I just thought what you said was so beautiful, and it reminded me of that story. So I just want to share with your audience, and many of you that have been down this road know this, but if you don't know this, change one word to two words. Change the word impossible to I'm possible. And like you said, never give up. Never let anything stand in your way. And learn to take people from where they are, at least in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And that brings you to that connection. And that connection will eventually lead you to God and where you need to go. But you need to learn how to do that.
Thank you. Wow.
So beautiful. That was amazing.
Yes. Can you let us know?
And I love you. I enjoy your show. You know, love, love, love.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Can Can you let us know when your next show is?
Yeah, it's coming around the corner. It'll be April 12th, and I'm excited to bring something a little different around the corner. So hopefully you'll stay tuned. Ava's Casual Chat, 9:30 p.m. on this Story Network WBNN. Thank you, Ricardo. We love you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you guys so much. Wow. I just, you know, when I came in earlier, you know, it's just really a joy and it's really, really a blessing to be able to do this. I don't take it for granted. I want to thank you, you know, I want to first thank God. And second, I want to thank Brother O for this amazing opportunity. I'm grateful, you know, I will always be grateful for this opportunity, but, so Daquan, so I wanted to pick up with you. All right, so where we left off at was now the last time we talked, you said something about you had told him that he wasn't intelligent or something. And could you tell me?
Basically, you know, he asked me a question, and I didn't give him the response or the answer, you know, that he was looking for. I mean, I can't just say yes to something that's a no, or, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't disagree with you. I didn't know, you know, to the extent that it was going to go by me, you know, being vocal and expressing myself, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like, you know, it's so crazy, and I just want to say, like, because, you know, for a while I was like, you know what, I started this. Like, I kind of, like, took it in as it was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kept saying, like, you know, if I wouldn't have said this, because I was just like, you stupid as H. And then, like, once I said that, it was just like, you've seen a same person go from sane to psycho, like, real quick. And, like, I could see the look in his eyes. You know, you could tell the look of a person who is, like, harmless versus a killer. Like, and that's what the look in his eyes gave once I gave him that response that he wasn't looking for. And then that's what started everything.
Wow. So what happened? I know you said something about you had looked and you seen that you were stabbed in your arm. And then what happened after that? I know you said something about getting tied up.
I was stabbed in my hand twice. I didn't see a knife come out of his hand or nothing like that. I just seen it go in and out of my head. And I just like, I'm just like, this is real, like this is real, like this man is really like about to try to harm me, you know what I'm saying, like in front of these people. It wasn't at that point in time, but I didn't feel like, you know, I was going to die, but I thought like he was just going to try to, you know, I thought that was probably going to almost be it. But then when he started giving me ultimatums, you know, for my life, that was the part that when I knew it was real. It's like, you're going to either do this, you're going to either cooperate with me, or I'm going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you're going to live. And I chose to cooperate. And it was by God's grace, you know, after everything that happened, like fighting, because we fought for hours and being in there. Like, I had to, you know, I was lured. He told me, you know, like I said, to cooperate. Cooperate and meant for me to, you know, for him to tie me up. You know, and I'm sure he was, you know, threatening, I'm going to do this, I'm going to leave, you know, the child down there. He was saying my cousin, like, she had to go, she was going to kill her. He was going to leave me tied up in the tub and drop the baby off. None of that was going to happen that way. He had plans on killing each and every single last one of us. I feel like, you know, maybe he wanted to make me believe that because he knew, like, I was the man in the situation. I was the muscle. Like, he felt if I wasn't there, he knew he probably could have, like, really took advantage of her, you know, and executed what he had planned to do. So he wanted to, you know, tie me up, tell me anything to butter me up, and he's going to save me for last. That's how I feel.
And let me say this because I just thought this and I want to get it out. I want to – anybody watching, a lot of times you might wonder, like, why is my life so hard? And we got to understand, and even I want to make sure that if I could remember to pray for Mr. Lee, because I believe that, and I can be wrong, you guys, I believe that the enemy knows. Like, he knows the things that's inside of us. I believe that the enemy study us better than we study ourselves. See, the thing about God is all-knowing, right? The enemy isn't. God is omnipresent. God could be everywhere. The enemy can't, but he uses his, you know, the demons and the evil spirits, he uses them to be places. But I believe, just like his angels assigned to us, I believe that there's demonic spirits, like demons, evil spirits assigned to us as well. And I say all this to say that because anybody, and then we're about to go to a track, but I just want to say this, Daquan, before we go to this track.
I believe
that the enemy knows, right? So some people might question, like, why I get raped? Or why God allowed this to happen? Why God allowed that to happen? Or even with Mr. Lee, him being such a little kid and all of this bad stuff happened. I want to remind y'all that God is still able. You feel me? You got to understand that when evil things happen, you got to understand that it is something inside of you that the enemy doesn't want you to get to your best version of yourself, because what he wants you to do is, see, what I realized is that you almost lost your life, but if you would have stayed stuck there, right, emotionally, mentally, you would have still been there, dead, wouldn't grown. There's so many people who've been raped, molested, and all of these things, and they can't get past that one moment. But God wants to use that story to bless so many other people. See, what I realized, bro, that this life is not about us. It is not about you. And I really feel like God has been telling me that. Like, it is not about you.
Yeah.
It is about God, and it's about what he's going to do through you. And what I realized is that at the end of the day, that my life is tied to my kids' life, which is tied to my grandkids' life. So at the end of the day, it's about you being a generational curse breaker and your family. So when things is happening to you, it's not just happening to you, it's happening for you, so you can bless somebody else. See, it's so many people, millions of people tuned in to listen to me, people that I would never know or never ever probably meet, but they'll get a chance to hear not only your story but my story. So I want to let anybody know who's battling and who felt like, God, why you allowed this to happen? Because at the end of the day, we have free will in this life, and that the enemy do certain things to us to scar us and have us looking at God a certain way, so that way we won't go to God and give God praise through everything, but that we be so focused on the rape, so focused on the hate, so focused on, you know, where I talked about, always talk about my brother being killed. He want us to be so distracted, bro. We used to be so distracted on what, all the evil, all the negative stuff that's going on around, and we begin to think that God isn't good when God is good. God is merciful. So I want to let everybody know that if you've been through hell and back, you feel me, and you still here, put your hand over your heart and feel your heartbeat and know that you still got purpose. But the enemy knows that it's something so great, and I feel that right, and I feel it. He knows there's something so great inside of you, but he wants us to be distracted. There is so many. There's Michael Jordans right now in the hood. There's probably 100 Michael Jacksons in the hood, but the only difference between you and them is the opportunity. And at the end of the day, is having your mind made up that, guess what, I'm going to be better, that I'm not going to be my past, I'm not going to be where I come from, I'm not going to be who my mother and father was, that I can decide today that I want to be better.
Yes, yes, God is good all the time. He's been good to me. He's brought me out of so many situations. Like, I know I have a purpose. I'm just so grateful now. I look at a lot of things different, life different. I'm blessed, and I know that, you know, it's not luck, it's God. Like, nobody will get around here off of luck. You might want to hit the winning ticket, but God is the one who's going to bring you out of any situation. He's our lottery ticket.
Amen. All right, hold on, pause real quick, bro. Track next by international DJ legend, Brother L.
Fill up and get up and go. Fill up to pick up the roll. You gon' get this word, get lit up and hit up the show. Man, they already know who the real is, but they say it's too religious. Drake drop God playing, you were with it, now you looking too suspicious. I am blessed, never had luck, you a tad much superstitious. You ain't the man, bruh, cause you pick a bag up, boy, what you doing with it? Stack up and you be cooling, mini, get your handcuffs and you get through in prison. It's the last supper you can have, something you can pass up and you can do the dishes. Homie, I ain't never changed up. Been the same since day one. When I came in the game, ripping shade, a renegade, still the same, ain't buzz. Then a winner game, same love. They play dumb and ain't say much. You tell me who the gangster. Yeah.
Daddy let me loose. They gotta move. Bishop with the burner, baby. I got the juice. They hating on my team. Cause we the truth. Won't he do? And we the proof. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up.
Yeah. First drop, they were like biz. Who were you, boy? Get your name up. Try to hold me down, but you know me now. Look at God, I done came up. They were looking for the sauce, I was cooking for the boss. Now I'm A1. Try to keep us out the game, we gon' make it so the game gotta change up. Show love to the haters, ayy. Then tell them where it came from. One time for the maker, ayy. Same team, ain't trade up. Christ gang, it don't bang, ayy. I stay in my lane, ayy. Metal tough like an umbrella, but I pray it don't rain, ayy. Promise I don't want no smoke, but they ain't really what you want to. Cause everybody got their own folk that'll make a move if you want to. The problem is you probably think I'm afraid, and in a way that's so true. But I ain't afraid you smoke me, dog. I'm afraid I smoke you. I ain't the only one with a family that I gotta make it home to. I need you to make it home too. They need you to make it home too. Cats flex for the rap check to make Black Death look so cool. We just here to make it old news, yeah.
Daddy let me loose. They gotta move. Bishop with the burner, baby. I got the juice. They hating on my team. Cause we the truth. Won't he do? And we the proof. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up.
Hey, oh Christ, I paid the whole price of my whole life. No cheapskate, blow light, there ain't no light. No ice, but I'm peacemaking. Pause grind, boy, I eat bacon. Fault line, so I keep quaking. And the way I make these bars connect, I'm an architect, no Freemason. Ah! We bad bones to them poodles. I need lots to stake on my pasta plate. I go swag on them noodles. We go round for that gold crown. We don't slow down, we accelerate. So keep telling Satan I'm elevating. Even though he be hella hating, step your game up and quit bellyaching. Go hard and hit the casa, bro. Yo, bubble up ain't a double up. Well, you ain't no hustler. Huh. See, I'm in the game like a right guard. They could lock me up in the psych ward and I still be screaming out Christ, Lord. String me up on my mic cord. Really, it would be your honor to go. Cause the way that they be joking about your workout, I'm thinking the church is a comedy show. Never been and I never fold. If they snatch me up or I'm dead and cold, the gospel of Yahshua is still the greatest story ever told.
Daddy, let me loose. They gotta move. Bishop with the burner, baby. I got the juice. They hating on my team. Cause we the truth. Won't he do? And we the proof.
Enough to die.
All right, you guys, we are back. We are super back. You know, I just felt that in my spirit, you guys, because, like I said, there are so many talented people out in this world and so many talented people that that can't get past that moment in time. And it is a traumatic experience, and I would never take anybody's moment away from them. Their traumatic experience, a moment from them, because it is hard. It is hard. But it's also our responsibility to be a fighter. What I realize is that in this life, you know, lately me and my sister, we love this song. It's called, it's by Maverick City, and it's called I'ma Wait. I think it's called I'ma Wait or I'ma Wait. I don't know. I got to ask my sister. But it's basically like I'ma Wait on God. You know, I'm going to wait. I can't sing. I ain't going to play myself. That gift was a long time ago, but it's basically about wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord. That's what it's called. Wait on the Lord. I believe it is. And in the song, it just talks about waiting on God. But in the process of waiting on God, you also got to fight too. And I say that so strongly, fight. You have to fight. And, I also want to say this too, Dad, before you talk about, you know, the time up front. some of us in our lives is waiting for, I feel like I can hear an echo a little bit, but I feel like some of us are waiting for a sorry. You know, we're waiting for someone to say they're sorry. And I want to remind somebody out there that sometimes, you know, we might not always get that sorry from the person who hurt us. And I always say this too, like, the person or people that broke you, they can't heal you. You get what I mean? Because they're broken. So a lot of times we're looking for broken people to heal us and not realizing that they're broken themselves. But again, it's our responsibility to do the work, to get to the healing. And I did a live the other day. It was called Get to the Healing. And I even feel like right now, bro, you're getting to the healing. You get what I mean? And going from glory to glory, you know, you're going to have wilderness experiences. You get what I mean? And it doesn't feel good. But we realize that when you're in the valley and you're in the wilderness, that's where you grow the most. So just know, again, to forgive anyway. Even if you never get acknowledged from the person you want to be acknowledged from. For so long, bro, and you know this, and I ain't going to go into too much, but it was a time in my life that I was bitter. You get what I'm saying? I was broken. I was hurt. But I had to forgive, and it took some time, and I'm so glad that I did. Because we could block some blessings, so it's okay if you don't never get that sorry from whoever it is that hurt you. But
I'm just glad now, like, as far as, like, with me healing, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, I don't blame nobody, like, for things that have happened, you know, in my life. It might be certain stuff that I'm not going to say where I probably was mad at people or probably held a good people. But for the most part, I probably try not to be mad, but I do hold stuff against people, and that's the part, you know, I have to, you know, I'm not perfect. I still have things to work on. You know, sometimes it's like, easier said than done. I have to work on a few things, you know what I'm saying? I'm very stubborn. I'm stuck in my ways. But I just feel like a lot of stuff I went through, like, that goes back to saying, like, what you were saying earlier, like, you know, there's, you know, we have angels, you know, God, like, with us, and then there are demonic spirits. I feel like whatever I went through was, you know, was for me. You know what I'm saying? It happened to me. It was for me. It wasn't because of nobody else. It was because I had to go through that. I had to go through everything I went through for me to be the person I am today.
Amen. Call it too. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, peace, man of God, a young man of God, I have to say. My tribal name is Huni Bok Atun, and my pen and stage name is the Master Tar Magic Man Haru. Thank you so much for coming back, special honored guest. I remember you. And it's great for you to be in the land of the living telling your story, because not only is it beneficial for those of us who's listening, but the good thing about the digital age and putting it out there, you're also having the ability to save others. So thank you so much. And got to give it up to you. It seems like your story just get greater, Ricardo. I really, really appreciate all the work that you're doing for our great company. Now, I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My next show will be April 6th, and my very special honored guest will be none other than Hall of Fame four-time, and it will be a game of one-on-one. Instead of basketball, it'll be one-on-one, just me and my DJ, and that'll be August 6th on a Thursday at 9:30. Thank you.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Caller 3, who are you and where are you calling from?
Peace and blessings, Ricardo, and peace and blessings to your guest. This is Sister
thank
Betsy
you.
The Trooper. Yes, I'm enjoying your show and your guest. I am so sorry that he went through all that, but God was with him. And, you know, I think about one story that motivates me. And I've been through a lot in my life also. But the story of Job is my favorite story out of the whole Bible itself. Because Job was attacked by Satan. In fact, he watched him. He watched him gain everything he gained. And then he asked and said that if I take these things away from your servant, he will curse you. And Job never did curse the Almighty. He took everything away from him, his children, his wife, everything, his home, everything for him. But Job never did curse God. In fact, he upheld him through all the suffering that he did and the boils and everything. And everything that he had was taken from him, was given back to him. You know, we all are suffering in this world today, and we all are going through things that is very hurtful. But I do believe that the Almighty is the one that heals our hearts and gives us strength. And I just want to thank you for all that you do, Ricardo. You have a lot of wisdom for a young man, and I'm so proud of you. And I'm Sister Bessie the Truther, and my show will be on Friday, the 31st.
Thank you, Sister Bessie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Wow. So, Day, all right, so where we at was, okay, you getting tied up. Take me from there, from after you getting tied up.
So, after I got tied up, I was told, like, to sit in the bath. Like, he said, come in here, and he instructed me to get in the tub and instructed my little cousin, Mr. Lee, to sit on the side of the tub. And so neither one of us would make a sound or make a noise. And he left out and closed the door. And we sat there. Mr. Lee didn't look at me. He told not to make a sound. Neither one of us, we sat there. But, you know, just when
Hold on, Daquan. If you're on the speakerphone, come off that speakerphone. Because that's probably what's happening with the reverb on this line. And, okay, but I don't know what's going on, but you're reverbing. Probably because you guys are on three-way, but I want to make sure that everyone hears your story so you can really get closer to the mic.
I'm not on the speaker, but it might be my phone. I'm not on the speaker. It might be the phone that I'm calling on.
Okay. Well, do me a favor. Try to go on to speakerphone real quick and see how that sounds. We'll do a mic check. All right, you there? Okay. Okay. Now get closer to that mic of the speakerphone and please tell your story. All right, here we go.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. Instructed me, to get in the tub, like, tie me up to get in the tub, and I just felt like all hope was gone. I just felt like that was it, like, you know, like, I felt like I nothing else I can do, but, you know, I had got out of there, and, you know, Mr. Lee sat there, he sat on the side of the tub, and, you know, he watched this man walk off with his mother as she, undressed. And it was that, in that point, in that time, when she tied me up and put me in the tub, I just said my life was over. I just knew I was dying that day. And it didn't turn out that way. So I'm just happy.
Yeah. And thank God that you lived it, to share the story, you know what I mean? And again, you know, for anybody that want to, you know more about the story, whatever, the book, just be on the lookout for the book. But, you know, you're just a living testimony. You get what I mean? And I'm just grateful that you're still here.
I'm just like, you know, it's like
all of y'all. I'm so glad that all of y'all are still here.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't have had it no other way. I've had people come to me, you know, I've heard people say, like, a lot of things, you know, like, well, there was a chance you could have got out of there, or, like, what, like, first of all, what type of person would I have been if I was to try to save myself and to leave my cousins in there? Like, I felt like if he wanted it, I felt like I was there for a reason that day, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like if this guy had it out and had this plan for this specific day, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was just by God's will that I was here, and we all got out of there because that wasn't how it was supposed to go.
Right. Hold on, Dave. Caller 4. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey there. How are you? Hello to your guest. I'm enjoying the show. I thank you guys for sharing your story. I wanted to just touch on one thing. I feel like there's a lot of bitter people running around and actually causing other people to be bitter. I do think forgiveness is very, very, very important, especially when you go through traumatic experiences. And I'm speaking for myself. Luckily, I grew up with someone who was very bitter, and it never worked out for them. There was always some type of animosity towards the things that happened. A lot of the things came from the decisions that they made that they shouldn't have made, you know, instead of looking at, like, you know, doing some self-reflection. It was just, like, a lot of bitterness and just anger. So I learned that was not healthy. So when I went through my traumatic experiences, you know, I tried to look at what happened and what was, you know, what the person went through in their life to make them how they are, you know, and it really helped me. So I never had any type of bitterness in my heart, you know, towards anyone. And I think that's very important. I wanted to, you actually are making me feel like the topic of my next show is supposed to be, it's about giving back and just like allowing also other people to heal. And you saying that you got stabbed in your hand. Okay, so I used to be in a wheelchair. So when you have to be dependent on someone else, it's a very hard thing. I don't know what happened when you, like, after, like, how you felt at that moment, like your how your hand was able to function. But what I decided to do for my show, I have a friend who is legally blind. I met her when she could see perfectly. Now she cannot. And it is amazing to me that I can text her. She can text me any time of day or day because of technology now. And I want to bring people awareness to the things that we don't appreciate. You know, like, what if we lose part of our function in our hand or our feet, or we can't see? We don't know what the color, like, some people are colorblind and can't see colors. Some people can't hear. So if they're walking down the street, they have to be extra careful. They could get hit by a car, you know. Just like not being, even though they could see, you know, sometimes you don't see a car coming, but you can hear it. And all of a sudden you turn your head. But what about a person who can't hear? You know, they have to rely, you know, extra on their sense. Or a person who can't see has to rely on the hearing and the training. So I thank you for the show. Like, I appreciate it because it's making me feel like that this is what I'm supposed to do. I also will have some celebrity guests on there. I won't mention who they are yet, but I appreciate it. And I am the host of The Power of Thoughts. My next show is April 7th at 9:30 p.m. And like I said, it'll be about giving back. And I appreciate your time. And I am enjoying the show. I wanted you to know that.
Thank you. Thank you. Daquan wanted to say something. Daquan, you was about to say something about your neck or something, you said?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, it is a lot when you are dealing with, like, you know, physical damage to your body. I was stabbed in my hands twice that caused a nerve damage throughout my body from my hands to my feet. If you know your nerves in your body, they start at the tip of your fingers and the tip of your toes. I was stabbed twice in my hand. I was stabbed in my neck. The back of my neck, I have a stab in both of my shoulders and both arms and in the bottom of my foot. So the hand wasn't the only place I was stabbed. I was tied up and I was stabbed multiple times. not as much as my cousin who was there with me. You know, she was in a coma. She was stabbed almost 30 times, you know, like lifeless, you know. It was more than just a hand stabbing. Like, I was stabbing the neck. I was by my heart. The scar here, God's grace, it didn't puncture. It didn't go through. You know, the neck could have took me out. Like, I still deal with a nerve damage right now to this day where they're, you know, these doctors, they tell you one thing. I've been going to hospitals from the top of there to the bottom. You know what I'm saying? They're telling me one place saying you have to get reconstructive nerve surgery. And I feel like that was something that could have been done in a hospital while I was there. But because I didn't have the insurance in place at the time, I was kicked out. And now I'm still dealing with a nerve problem in my body. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a lot. It was more than just a hand stabbing. And I still deal with, you know, I had no feeling in my hand for 2 years. I couldn't feel nothing. Now I still, it's a lot. I still deal with, like, my body, the functions of my body due to this incident. It's a lot. And I don't complain at all. I'm happy I have breath in my body and I can open my eyes and I can be thankful. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just grateful. That's it.
Right. Track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Dummy Kyle.
Got the whole fam in the same building, like an assembly. I can see through the fake love, man, you ain't real, man, I know who ain't feeling me. I'ma empty the clip out on stage time, hit on my hood and 50 feet. Got the Bible, I'm strapped with artillery. I'm immortal on demons, no killing me. I'm in love with my Lord God, why the whole world fall in love with a bankroll? And when my grandma died, I told God, Lord, tell me it ain't so. Just like 100,000 trying to fit in a wallet, you know I cannot fool. But it's a spirit war with these demons, they try me, I promise I can't go. Yeah. I'm doing everything I can to make it. People try to stop me, I know that they hate it. All of these thoughts trying to make me go crazy, but I'ma keep grinding. I wouldn't be the man that I'm today if I didn't have my father. Jesus the reason I'm breathing, I'm thanking my heavenly father. I'ma praise the Lord, him a strong tower. Yeah. World in his hands, God got the power. Yeah. I don't fear none, if it ain't about God, I don't care none. Gotta examine yourself, gotta look at yourself in the mirror. Ay. On all these demons, I came to bring terror. Yeah. Jezebel's crying out all that mascara. Yeah. I love my baby girl, yeah, Tamara. Yeah. Find out my future look a little clearer. Got the whole fam in the same building, like an assembly. I can see through the fake love, man, you ain't real. Man, I know who ain't feeling me. I'ma empty the clip out on stage time. Hit on my hood and 50. Got the Bible, I'm strapped with artillery. I'm immortal on demons, no killing me. I'm in love with my Lord God, why the whole world fall in love with a bankroll? And when my grandma died, I told God, Lord, tell me it ain't so. Just like 100,000 trying to fit in a wallet, you know I cannot fold. Plus it's a spirit war with these demons, they try me, I promise I can't go. Yeah. Hop on the stage and I straight act the fool. Feel like I'm 30 but I'm 22. Highway to heaven, I just drive the roof. Why hate on me? Because I'm making moves. I took a break, now I'm back in the booth. Watch for these folks cause they want me to lose. Quit doing the drugs, man, that ain't even cool. Jesus is Satan, man, you gotta choose. Remember them days I was starving, so mama, I got us. Now you see us popping, you know it. I never had me no help, so I did it myself. But I know I did well cause I'm growing. You wonder why you not progressing. You always be stressing cause you live your life in the moment. Plan ahead just for the future, the goal is success. So just stop all that nonsense you doing. Got the whole fam in the same building, like an assembly. I can see through the fake love, man, you ain't real. Man, I know who ain't feeling me. I'ma empty the clip out on stage time. Hit on my with a video. Got the Bible, I'm strapped with artillery. I'm immortal on demons, no killing me. I'm in love with my Lord God, why the whole world fall in love with a bankroll? And when my grandma died, I told God, Lord, tell me it ain't so. Just like 100,000 trying to fit in a wallet, you know I cannot fold. Plus it's a spirit war with these demons, they try me, I promise I can't go. Yeah.
Yes, I want to give a shout out to, I hope I'm saying his name right, Young Sky.
amazing. I was just, you know, while we was listening to the music, they called was like, yo,
the track is a vibe.
I love hearing Christian music, you know what I mean? That's just flow and that's representing God, and you can still bop to it and you can lean to it, you know, rock with it. Just, you know, give God praise and just have a good time with Dennis too.
Yeah,
so
I'm sitting over here, I'm like, hey, I'm about to get that on Apple Music.
So I wanted to know, like, if you could, yes, if you could tell the Daquan 5-6 years ago something, like, what would you have told him, like, in that moment, like, what would you say?
Told him, be more careful and slow down and don't act so fast. Because
okay.
I feel like a lot of situations, I feel like I said, I feel like a lot of stuff that's happened to me happened to me because it was supposed to happen to me. But I also feel like when you go into situations, I feel like it's, you have to be able to try to think consciously through stuff and rationally, you know, because when you do stuff irrationally, you're moving off fast and you don't think or like try to like strategize through it, the outcome might not be, you know, you just never know what the outcome might be. At least if you think about it before you react, or what the consequences might be, or, you know, anything. Just I would tell Daquan 5-6 years ago, slow down and think first.
And you got more living to do, bro.
Yes, a lot more.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
Oh, wow. No, Matthew. Try to call back in, man. Your line is very distorted. So try to call back in and bring another caller at this time. Caller number 7, you're live right now with Ricardo Richard and Trenton Makes.
How are you doing, Ricardo? This is Antonia Badfern. I just wanted to say, well, first, if you don't mind, out, because I know, you know, you've had your challenges. I really admire your spirit. But all week long, I wanted to call in to so many people because of the things that I understand, you know, they go through, the good things and the bad things. And we all have challenges at one time or another, it seemed like, no matter how extreme or unextreme. But you have a very remarkable story and a very remarkable spirit. And I will say that for you to still believe in God, some people give up on him. And as a result, you know, they don't have the gift that you have of being able to forgive and continue to go forward like they should. So I'm going to cut this short because I'm really not supposed to be talking too long, some at certain intervals. But it's not about me, it's about you, and I wanted to say it's finally good to be able to talk to you after not having got the opportunity in the past weeks, in the past month or two. So God bless you, and you continue to stay on your beaten path, and I believe that you're going to be okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow. So beautiful. That was so beautiful. Wow. So where did Daquan go from here? Like, where did you go from here? Wait, I want to ask one question too. This might be, you don't got to tell him everything either. How did it feel like years later, relive, you know, going through that, and then now you're faced with, like, going to trial, now seeing this person who almost took your life and your both of your cousins' life, you know. How did it feel to finally see him years later?
To
relive that all over again.
To be honest, it kind of made me a little angry. Anger filled me, and I was having, like, a outer body experience, because I was like, I was mad, but then when I was called up, it was like, I was sad because I cried. You know, my anger, my emotions, they were like everywhere during the trial. You know what I'm saying? Before I started the day of going there, I was all shaky, jittery, but as it was time when I seen him, you know, I was angry, then I was sad, and then I was happy, and then it was an emotional roller coaster, honestly.
Wow. And what was it like for you to finally hear the verdict?
I was relieved, but it was like I knew that it couldn't go no other way. I mean, how could you let somebody go who's done, you know, something so terrible to people? Like, I feel like I'm happy, and I just, that's where he should be. That's all I'm going to say.
Are you at a place in your life, do you forgive him, or do you still, is still some healing to take place for you to be there?
I probably still have to heal because I've never thought about if I forgave him. I don't even think about him like that. Only thing that plays in my mind is this, you know, that night and what he did to us. Like, I don't even think about how he feels or what he's going through in there, like how his life's going. I really don't think about him at all because I feel like, why would I care or think about him? He didn't care about me or this 4 or 5-year-old child. You know what I'm saying? When he tried to kill us and tell us he's going to kill us and he's going to go down south, I don't think or care. I haven't at that time. And maybe I have some healing to do, you know, because I don't wish nothing bad on him, think about him either. Like, I don't wish no ill will towards nobody, but I just feel like that's where he needs to be. He did this to us, and he needs to go to jail. I don't have any ill will towards him. I don't wish death or nothing bad on him. I just try not to think about him. I can't help but have nightmares and have this on my brain from time to time. But, you know, I don't wish no ill will towards him. I don't.
So with this book that you're working on, that you're writing,
I just want the book, it can reach anybody who can relate, anybody who's been through anything similar, and, you know, it's going to be a little bit more in-depth, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my side of the story. I would love for my cousin to come in, you know, and pitch in her side of the story so that way you guys can get, you know, both ends, you know, of everything leading up to this point. But the book, I wanted to reach everybody. I feel like it's going to be a good read for people who even hasn't been through something like this. I feel like it could be something to, you know, warning signs for people who deal with guys who are, you know, have issues, you know, mental issues. It could be a warning for people. So you didn't have to go through this to relate to the story. It could be a warning sign for something that could become, because this is out here nowadays. These men nowadays, they're killing women. It was a woman who got killed in my city, the city of Trenton, yesterday by a man and shot his son.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
For real?
Yes. A woman was killed by a man yesterday, and he shot her son too. You know what I'm saying? This is becoming, it's kind of becoming a trend. These men killing these women. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad. You know what I'm saying? So this book is not just to reach people who went through something like this. It's a warning for people, you know, that's going through it before it can happen. It might just save somebody before something like this happens. Like I said on the last show, when you see a sign, a red flag, don't ignore it. Don't be passive towards it. You see that red flag, that one red flag, that's the fight to go.
Wow. I got to call you after this radio interview. Wow. Caller 7, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Mr. Boston. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Mr. Boston, we can hear you, man. Go ahead and speak your piece, baby.
All right. Just first, I can't hardly speak because I'm getting over pneumonia, so my voice sounds creaky. Okay? All right. Who's on the line right now?
All right, right now you have this is Ricardo Richard. You got a lot of feedback back there, Mr. Boston.
Okay, hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring you back. All right, Ricardo.
I'll bring Mr. Boston back on. Your guys continue your interview, and I'll try to bring him back on if he's able. Mr. Boston, just message me and let me know when you're in a quiet spot.
All right. So the last thing I would just say, I didn't know that day that that happened, but I'm definitely going to call you or whatever. It is unfortunate, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, when people get a chance to read this book, you know, I'm praying, you know, because I definitely want to get my copy and I want it signed. I need it, that thing sitting in my living room like in a, you know, in a plaque or something. I hope that when people read it, they'll have the opportunity, it'll save somebody's life. I think about just recently, what, about maybe a month and a half ago, another young lady who lost her life, you get what I'm saying, in the city where we come from.
Yeah.
So it was so unfortunate, and shout out to her family, her son.
It's not cool. And I just want to bring awareness to people, like I said, not going through it or could be in a situation. We might not, it might be just the happiest of times because that's what it was for us. Everything was just so happy and then it went wrong, you know, so that's all it's about. You know, just bringing awareness and that's it. Yep.
Yeah, so where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years? Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep striving. But I know my footsteps are ordered by God. So I don't know where these feet about to land, but wherever God put me, that's where I'm going.
Amen. So let me tell you where I see you in the next 5 years, right? So I see you having your AMT, whether you're still doing it or not. Having your real estate license, selling houses. I see you being more than having one book. You get what I mean? Writing maybe your second or third book at that time. And I just see you at a place where you're still continuing to work on your healing. And I just see you being at a content and happy place in your life and still growing, you know? So that's what I see you at. And hopefully save that in, you know? So definitely I see you just a man of God and all of those great things. And, yeah, that's what I see. I see everything that you wanted, I see it coming into fruition, you know what I mean? And like I said, so many people are going to hear your story and they're going to be like, dang. Like, and they, you know what I mean? So many people are going to be inspired by your life and how you was able to overcome. And so that's why I see that, like, for you. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to continue to stay focused and, you know, leave some people where they at, you know what I mean, and just keep going. Do you have any regrets in life?
No. I don't have any regrets. I want to do nothing over. I'm happy with my life. I'm happy with my life. I mean, I'm not happy with some of the stuff that I went through, but I'm okay because, like, I'm still here. Like, I'm alive to tell a story. I'm alive, and I'm strong. You know what I'm saying? I have issues, but I'm strong. Like, so I don't have no regret. I just want to be better. I want to be better than who I was a year ago. I want to be better who I was a month ago. I want to be better than who I was yesterday. So I just want to strive to be better every day. That's it.
Yeah. So, Dan, can I get your social media? Let them know your social media. Your final thoughts. Let them know where you think the book going to be out, maybe 2024. Like, just let them know all your social media and just anything that you want to say.
All right. I want to thank my best friend for this opportunity. I want to thank WBNN for allowing me to come onto the network. I want to thank everybody who's listening. I'm just so thankful. I'm so grateful. My name on Facebook is Daquan Anderson. You can find me on Instagram. It's DQ_the_great. So DQ the great underscore between each word. And the book. I'm pushing for the book to be out. I was pushing for like a winter wonderland. Hopefully it would have been out before Christmas. But if not, early 2024. But just stay in tune. Link up with my social sites. I keep everybody informed. I would love to get back on here when the book is ready to come back out. And, you know, and I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank everybody again. Everybody listening. Thank you to the network. And thank you, bro.
Yes. All right, you guys. It's in Gozy time, everyone.
All right. Before we go into my final thoughts, of course, with the wonderful and outstanding in Gozy time, right, I'm going to allow some of our guests and people calling in and one of our hosts to get back on here to say some words real quick. Mr. Boston, don't tarry because I know you still have the pneumonia and, you know, you try to get over that. So go ahead, man. I want to allow you to speak. Go ahead.
All right. All right, man. Welcome to WBN and Ed. First time being here with you. I enjoy what I heard. I enjoy what I listened to. So you come on back, man, and keep on doing better. The best thing to do is just keep stepping into that shoe that you just stepped out of and step bigger each time. Keep growing, bro. We'll be right here to help you. And this is Mr. Boston from the Boston Chronicle. You know. All right, now, I'll see you when I see you. Have a good night.
Thank you, Mr. Boston. I mean, he's a trooper, man. You know, someone who's getting over something like that, respiratory illness, and still supports, man. You know, that's what we need at this network, right, host? Anyway, caller, hope your line is clear. Be very, very brief now. I'll give you 2 minutes.
Yes, hi. My name is Matthew Graham. I'm calling from South Jersey. Thank you very much for your show, Daquan, Ricardo. I like your stories. The Christian music is out of this world. I'm going to try to say this as quickly as possible. I believe God led me to actually tune in tonight. We all go through some things, some trials and tribulations in life, especially as religious people. Eve went through things in the Bible. No, you mentioned Moses and Aaron and so forth. Today, an incident happened. The Christian community faced a tragedy. A woman by the name of Audrey Hale ran into a school and shot people, shot Christian children. I believe I have a theory. And this may make like a national news, especially if you connect us and send us email to maybe ABC, CBS, NBC. I gathered some intelligence. I'm not going to get into detail where I got it. I'm going to say some names. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, press secretary for Donald Trump. And father, she has a father, former governor of Arkansas, and presidential candidate, Mike Huckabee. Another guy's name, Roy Moore, a former Alabama Republican Supreme Court justice. I know Brother O is probably like, you're saying some powerful names here. These are internationally known. Be careful. Like, what are you talking about? Okay, I'm going to say this is a theory.
Hold on. No. Wait a minute. Don't do that because this network's always been a champion, you know, non-censorship. But try to wrap it up, though, on that.
Okay. I'm going to mention one name. His name is John Perry. He's connected to these people. That's the only reason why I mentioned the name. He co-wrote a book with his presidential candidate, and he also incidentally co-wrote a book with the same Alabama Republican Supreme Court justice. This guy by the name of John Perry worked at this school years ago. He was accused of sexual battery and rape. A girl was dropped off at a safe house. He assaulted her. Now, this person, the little girl and the girls that this happened to, nobody believed them. They're crying out to everybody. The church isn't believing them. They felt like they were surrounded by a cult, like something else was going on. I believe only the Creator heard their cries at this particular moment. By the time anybody really listened to God anywhere, it passed the statute of limitations. So this guy by the name of Don Perry slid off scot-free.
Yeah, we can hardly hear you, Matt. You know, but I'm gonna thank you. You know, I know you can go. I mean, you can talk, cut your mouth. I know you can go. So I want to thank you, man. And you know, in Gozy time.
Your kingdom and your altar, and your sunshine. Spread the arms out, spread the arms out.
got it.
Holy Father, God in heaven, show your power, let it go. For your kingdom and your honor.
You tryna break up the business, ruin my witness, spreading your lies and opinions. You don't deserve my attention, you's a pretender. We were so used to the code that my mama gave birth to a winner. Put all the ops on alert that we out in the trenches, and demons do not get forgiveness. Pray for repentance, for all my family that's in it. I ain't the truth, I'm a witness. I got some blood on my hands, some dirt on my fingers. You know that I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. Lord help me kill all my demons, I look in the mirror, I seen them. I had a DM, I forced her to get an abortion. I pray when I die I can meet them. They want me cheating, telling me open my DMs. Eat all this fruit that I'm seeing. I got some people in prison, I need to go see them. It weren't for the Lord, I would be. Yeah, I know, they won't catch me lacking. See me off in traffic, yeah, I'm packing. Got that apostopper, apostolic ratchet. Got that action, keep them 223s, but Jesus my assassin. If you asking, I'm still 116 until I'm in the casket. I see my eyes trying to pop out, they want to pull every stop out. Wait till my guy's been a block and he let up the shots. He gon' air the whole spot out.
Holy Father,
what a renaissance from Mr. Ricardo Richard. You know, been here since 2021, y'all, and been an outstanding force of broadcasting and his journalism and his passion. Every single show, I mean, I've seen this man grow from, you know, having a strong spirit and a timid voice to a certain extent, now having a strong voice to match that spirit. I'm so proud of Ricardo standing up for what he believes. And it is on solid concrete ground. And congratulations to him on his 13th WBNN All-Time Connection record tonight and second consecutive with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late, great Hall of Famer tonight. What more can I say? And, of course, tomorrow night we come back on again for another spiritual show, a man that believes in a different type of way of Islam, the 5% Nation, you know, the nation of gods and earths. His name is Sham God Power Hill. And his topic tomorrow is very unique, and it goes into this. Talking about right now the Holy Ramadan, which is going on and practiced by many people who believe in the glorious Holy Quran, and the five pillars of Islam. Tomorrow night, right here on the Story Network, WBNN, 930 Studio A, Eastern Daylight. We are Beverly Nation. We have advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, at Ngozi_time. Hello, Donna Malay, Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or welcome program tonight? Ole, day later, and goes with myandgmail.com. And I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting and disc jockey lifetime achiever. But most importantly, a mother and father's favorite. Hello, Donna Malay, Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio to support us on a constant basis. And now back to Class of 2021, Ricardo Richard.
Hey, everybody. I just want to thank you, Lord. I was going to say thank you, Lord, but yeah, I do want to thank God. I wanted to say, you know, before we close this out, you know, if anybody who don't know Jesus, you know, he's available. You know, the one thing about this life, you know, as I was just scrolling, I had seen that my brother's sister, their aunt, had passed away. I'm assuming, I don't know if it was today or yesterday. So life is so fickle, and anything can happen at any moment. And it only takes a moment where we could go from being on earth into slipping right into eternity. If you don't know Jesus, he is available. He's here. We have an opportunity to reconcile ourselves to the Father through Jesus Christ. And I just wanted to extend that invitation to anybody listening. No matter what you've done in this life, you know, God will forgive you if you come to him, repent of your sins, and turn away from it and humble yourself. But you have to believe, you know, and you have to confess. And after you confess, and I want to say this because I know I got a couple, probably like 30 seconds or something left. One thing about deciding that you want to follow Christ, it won't be easy and you won't be perfect. It will be hard, but it's so worth it. And it's not just about saying a prayer, right? It's not just saying, God, forgive me, and because it's a get-out-of-jail-free card because I just want to go to heaven. But it's about partnership with God and being used by him, and also deciding that you're going to change your life around and depend on him solely. So I just wanted to extend that invitation out there and let anybody know that Jesus is available to you, but also having a relationship with Jesus is just not a prayer, it's a lifestyle change. I love you guys so much, everybody that tuned in and listened to my show. I'm so grateful. I never thought in a million years God would use somebody like me that comes from Trenton, East Trenton to be exact, East Trenton all day, stand up. I'm so grateful, so thankful. I know that I'm not worthy, but it's God that makes me worthy. Again, I'm just a young boy from the city of East Trenton that just want to be used by God. I'm flawed. I make mistakes each and every day, but God is my anchor. He's my refuge, and I don't know where I would be without him. So I want to thank God. I love you, God. I want to thank Brother O. I love you, Brother O, and I want to thank my boy Daquan and all of my family. So everybody be blessed. And the last thing, remember, this week, how about we do something nice for somebody, even if it's somebody who don't like us. Extend an act of kindness to someone. Be blessed. And have a great week.